You know, I'm sitting here thinking. I'm sitting here thinking, you know, what is this about me wanting to make these videos and do these videos? And I'm looking over, I got hundreds, thousands of videos. I got thousands of videos of me just talking like this. I'm just sitting here just talking like this. I got thousands. And I look back over them, and of course, you know, they're fairly organized. They're labeled. And, you know, one of the things I noticed that I, me babbling. I've been saying me babbling underscore in the date for longer than I thought. It goes back a few years. This stuff goes back a few years. You know, I've been doing this for almost, I wouldn't say embarrassing amount, but a significant amount to where I don't even realize, you know, it doesn't hit me how much I've been doing this, making these videos. And I was thinking, you know, it's definitely a big part of me. I definitely have a drive to do it. Definitely have a passion. There's like a spark in me that, you know, that I just have to do it. I would have to is a strong word, but you know what I mean? Something I just have to do, something that just that I have a passion for, and nobody can tell me anything or this or that way. Anyway, it's just something that, you know, I didn't evolve to become or do. And I was also thinking now, as far as it goes for the, you know, expression, and the, I even call it performing, if I'm performing or not, if I'm bragging, showing off, whatever it is, expressing, putting Jeffrey out there, creating the Jeffrey character, whatever it is that I do on that part, I was thinking, well, what if I could just go to a studio and do it? Or if somebody, you know, would I still do this if, you know, I paid somebody to do it, or a company to do it, or would I still do this if I didn't have to do the technology? I was thinking about how much drive would I have to do this if I wasn't involved in the technology of it. I think that would, and at first when I was thinking about it, I was like, you know, actually building it, actually building and creating all this. From a selfie stick that I use when I walk, to the wireless microphone that I evolved, to lavaliers. And I looked at some of the videos I made when, you know, years ago, they were just, you know, audio had this, and it was just, you know, it was just all different kinds of ways. It was basically all different kinds of ways. And the quality wasn't there. Now I think I got, you know, better quality. I definitely got better quality now. I think I got almost a decent quality, very decent quality. And the technology plays a big part in it. And I actually thought that, you know, say I wake up in the morning and everything is set up, and then somebody else does my technology for me, or I go into a studio and do it. It didn't have the same appeal. I built this, you know, say I built this. I built this Jeffrey TV. I built it. I built it, you know, from the internet to the web page to the moniker, to the name, to the technology I use. I think that plays a big part of it. The expression and, you know, the content of what I have to say, and what, you know, what I want to portray and what I want to be is another part of it. But the fact that I built this, you know, it just didn't wake up and, you know, somebody said, hey, here's, you know, just come over, just talk, just come over and just talk. And you, we'll put you on a platform. You, all you got to do is just show up and spiel. That didn't have the same appeal as me having built it. I think that's what it comes down to. I think it really comes down to the fact that I built it. You know, this is something that I built. You know, I think I'm very proud of that. I think that's what it is. That's why I say that. Because there's something going on with this Jeffrey TV thing. There's just something going on with it. I mean, there's just something. There's just something. I remember I was P-Funk One, P-Funk1.com. And then I remember when I made the conscious effort to split away from P-Funk One, or the whole P-Funk idea, because that P-Funk is somebody else's. P-Funk is somebody else's. Jeffrey TV is nothing but mine. And that is major in all of this. Jeffrey TV is nothing but me. I built it. I own it. Nobody has a stake in it. Nobody can say nothing. And that's very, very important. And that may become, and that may have something to do with the fact that me building it, me building this, I'm responsible for everything. I'm responsible for everything. And this is all mine. Nobody can say nothing. And I think that's important. I think that's important that, you know, in ways that I probably can't think of right now. In ways that I really can't probably think of right now, that to say this is, I built this, nobody, that nobody can say nothing is just so important. My God. The nobody can say nothing is just majorly, majorly important. The technology is important. Me believing in what I have to, me believing in what I want to say is important. I guess to the point that I want to say it. Do I care if other people hear it? Not really. Because I know it's good. I just know what I'm saying is good stuff. Now, whether it makes it or not, I'm not worried about it. I know history will do what it has to do. Something's going to happen. You know, I may be here, I may not, but something's going to come of this. It's been demonstrated in my past. I've been through stuff like this before. And kind of journeyed this way, then all of a sudden, click, you know, something happened that took it to another level or made something else more of it. I just know I just got to stay, keep doing it. Jeffrey TV, Jeffrey TV, Jeffrey TV. But the technology plays a part. I'm looking at the cameras, the little things I wired up. This camera that I have here that I'm looking at right now is on a, like a stand, a monkey grip or whatever you want to call it. It's like you can twist it up. It's all broken and I forget where I found it. But it works. And I just like using it. I could go out and buy new stuff. I could go out and buy new pristine stuff. You know, I could put on a shirts that fit. I mean, shirts that, you know, that aren't irregular. You see how this sleeve is longer than that sleeve and have stains on it and stuff. It's just not important. It's just not important. Or it's important, but and I'm doing it for a reason. It could be that it's important, and yet I know what I'm doing. I'm deliberately doing these little bit of off things, this offbeat things, this different way of doing it, you know, doing it my way. It's definitely very important that I do it my way. That, again, goes back to me having created everything. The camera sitting up there, the camera's over there, the little clips that I, hand clips that I went and got from the hardware store, and I Velcroed them on there and glued, you know, double-sided taped them on there and tie wrapped and created this because I needed to do that. I took this, that light, that stand that I got that camera on was a selfie stick. I mean, it was a light. It was a selfie stick light. It was just for the light. My sister got it for Christmas. The light broke. The plastic broke. So it couldn't go on anymore. But the mount was there. And the mount is universal for all my cameras. I can use that stick, put a camera on it. And that's what I'm using on that. And then up there, I made those clamps. I made those clamps. Want to see them? Let me see what's the best way for me to show them to you. Would be to go to this one. Let's see. You see that? I made that clamp. You see it? I made that clamp. There's another one over there. You can't see that one way over there. But let me see. Ooh, I could probably pull it like this. Watch. You see? I made that clamp. I'm very proud of that. I'm very proud. And it travels with me. I take this thing with me when I go to Ohio. You see, I put that tie wrap on there. And then I see how I put tape and paper on it so it doesn't scratch my daughter's paint job on her walls, because she will notice. She will definitely notice. You know, so it's just what, you know, I'm just into it. And then if you look at this one, see this is what I'm using on this one. The little monkey stick. You see I got paper in there? Because it's broken, it's cracked. You know, and I can just buy another one. I go on, I'm on Amazon every day. You know, I'm on Amazon every day. You know, why don't I just go ahead and get one? I just enjoy it. I do enjoy it. And it's Friday. I feel good. Friday, I'm feeling really good. I got me some Cleo and Leo's chicken. I got Cleo's and Leo's chicken up there waiting on me, and I make a salad and sit with my mother and watch some Chicago Fire and just go to bed and not have to get up tomorrow. But even though I'll probably lay there and I'll do what I do, I'll probably still end up getting up and walking. Then on top of all that, I get to go home. Oh my God, traveling is one thing, but being away from home, oh my God, it's just so good to go home. I just love, that's another thing. I love going home. I absolutely love where I live, my space. Nothing. I just love going home. You know, I love traveling. When I go back and hang out with granddaughter, my daughter for 2 weeks in Ohio, you know, the ultimate remote location is being the place that I grew up in. You know, hanging out with granddaughter who, you know, is just so entertaining and exciting. And, you know, in it just brings energy, then it'll just drain it right out of you with her, you know, constant go, go, go. And, you know, to have that life and maybe go see a football game. And then after 2 weeks and then work from there. And then after 2 weeks, fly back home, coming home. I mean, sometimes the best part of traveling is coming home. A lot of times the best part of traveling is coming home, because if you don't come home, it's not traveling. It's something else. All of it goes together. All of it seems, somehow all of it just all goes together in Jeffrey TV. All of it goes together in Jeffrey TV. And there was times where I couldn't explain what I was doing. And I could probably say Jeffrey TV kind of encapsulates what I wanted to do back then. Because somebody asked me, this girl asked me, said, well, what is it you want to do? And I tried to explain it. She said, well, it sounds like you don't know. Or you ain't trying to do nothing. You know, she kind of hit me sideways and hard, but I got it. You know, I was like, okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah. And all my training told me that you got to, you know, have specific tasks. You got to have specific goals or points. It can't be ambiguous like that. Everything told me that. But I went along with it for so many years just doing it because it just felt good to do it. I knew whatever I was doing, I was just doing it. Just keep doing it because it felt right, to put it mildly. And it was making me successful, and I enjoyed it. But I couldn't define what it was. I just kept building it. Now, I could probably really say that all of that could be under Jeffrey TV. It could be whatever Jeffrey TV is. Now you're going to ask me, what is Jeffrey TV? Now you're going to ask me, what is Jeffrey TV? I don't know. I ain't got that far yet. At least I got a name for it. Leave me alone. At least I got a name for it now, so I'm good, okay? I don't know. I just enjoy it. I just really so much enjoy it. You know what else I enjoy? You know what it is? I love saying, my name is Jeffrey.